is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran. Aloha. And I love Hallmark summer movies.
Aloha.
It's Panda. I like Hallmark summer movies.
Aloha. I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark summer movies. And this
is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Yeah. Summer getting toasty. I don't know why I'm going like this.
I don't either.
Whoa, it's toasty
in here.
Guys, Summer nights. Guys, how are we?
Doing great.
So good.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha, Hawaii, everybody.
This is the week I've been waiting for.
This is it.
This is it.
You've been talking about this movie for,
guys,
for months
so
now.
Aloha, Hawaii looks pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Crickets.
Joke's on you.
Is it? Is the joke on me?
We'll save it for the pod, Dan.
This is the pod, Panda.
Save it for later, pod.
Save it for later, pod.
This is early pod.
Yes.
This is early pod. You wanted me to save it for later, pod.
Yeah, later, pod.
Now, guys, I want to tell you a quick story.
Please
really
do.
Quickly. Yeah, I don't want to reveal too much about the going-ons of Deck the Hallmark.
However,
me, Dan, Alonzo, we record podcast in bulk Mondays.
We do.
And yesterday we were recording a podcast that would air in late June.
That's right.
End of the month. And in that podcast, we start by theorizing about what's going on at Hallmark.
Yep.
And all the things that are moving, the moving parts, more people getting let go or resigning or whatever. And I brought up a theory that they were all going to come together. I said, it can't be a coincidence. You know, Bill's been gone for over a year, that all these people are now jumping ship.
Yep.
What if they all came together to form a mega channel? And then they start calling in favors. Like, what if they got CCB out there or whatever? And everybody was like, no, that can't happen.
But then I pitched in a joke about Discovery Channel. I was like, it's the discovery of Christmas.
Yeah.
And
yesterday, after recording that.
Yesterday, before any of this news broke.
We catch wind that Bill Abbott, former CEO of Crown Media, and a posse of white folk have come together.
That's a posse of white folk. Live. Not great.
Not good.
Not great
not
at
good.
All. Wouldn't recommend.
Have come
Save
together
it for later. Pot open for them.
Have come together to buy the Great American Country Channel,
which is owned by
Discovery, and also Rye TV, which is just horse stuff.
It's rye bread. They just pictures of rye bread.
No, ride.
Oh, ride. Okay.
Yes.
Got you.
And they're going to put together a new family-friendly channel of family-friendly stuff.
Is it a new one, or are they just rebranding?
They're rebranding Great American Country. And Great American Country used to be like country stuff, country music, and also some lifestyle stuff.
Of course.
But it sounds like it's going to be rebranded to be family-friendly television.
Yeah.
A la... It's not a lot.
You keep
the way you said it. The way you said it.
A la Hallmark.
A la Hallmark. Not a la.
You said a la. we've switched religions.
Yes.
We don't want to get anybody in trouble. Trace did draw a sketch of a.
No.
Okay.
Bad idea.
Later in the pod. Save it for it.
Hot in here? Holy.
You went red today, huh?
I went red.
Both of you were like, we have a red background. Let's go shades of red.
I just think that when you look at me, I want you just to notice my head and not my torso.
Yeah.
But it's not the same shade of red.
No.
It's like a maroon.
Yeah.
I mean,
mine's close to being the same.
You're starting to blend in a little.
Mine's
what are you
the
doing
light.
With your arms right
I'm
now?
Trying to cover up the white.
Your arms have been all over the place today.
They have.
I need you to
So
stop
all
it.
I'm yeah. trying to say is I think I might be a prophet. Call me Allah.
Man, we have done it today.
No?
Yeah.
And guys, all I'm saying
is... This is the Deck the Great American Country podcast.
Na-da, 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 na-da.
All I'm trying to say is I told you so, and you didn't get to hear me say right. I told you so. And when the episode comes out at the end of June, we're taking that out because it's just going to sound like we don't know what we're talking about. We do. We are very much in the know.
We're going to look like doofuses.
Yeah. And
like June 28th.
We don't want to look
We're not doofuses.
We never want to be intentional doofuses.
Yeah. No.
Doofies.
Doofies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly that right. made you an intentional doofus. What is this? Are you okay? You're just like getting real old. Like you just can't even fully laugh. You're like body's trying to crank up for it. And you just can't do it. Like I'm trying to get it going. I just can't. You're a decade from just the.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to the wheeze. The full wheeze.
So we will keep you abreast of the situation going on at GAC and Hallmark.
I can guarantee you Allah is not involved.
No. No.
Not.
He's not touching
wouldn't
this.
Wouldn't want to.
Too many white folk.
That's exactly right. But we will keep you in the know. Stay tuned to our new investigative series where we are diving into what has been going on in Hallmark over the last year, and we are going to cue a clip of that podcast called What the Bleep's Going On at Hallmark. Tracy, cue that clip.
This week on What the is Going On at Hallmark. Dork. Bubbly Sesh. Out.
Dun.
Vickery. Out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Abbott. White.
Dun.
Is there a dun. Conspiracy afoot? Or is this just a coincidence that's too big to believe?
Let me take over here. What's going on, Hallmark?
Tony, you did a deep dive.
I did. I talked to all the people, including
find?
Cindy O'Neilly down at the accounting office of Crown Media. We got that clip. Cindy, what's going on at Hallmark?
Oh, you wouldn't even begin to know.
Tell me.
Numbers are everywhere. People are getting paid out.
Getting paid out?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Oh. What the bleep's going on at Hallmark? Premiering next Tuesdays.
I have a few questions about the clip, and most of them involve Cindy.
For sure Tony was going to be the showstopper there.
Yeah. Cindy sounds a lot like Jimmy Johnson, neither here nor there. But my questions are, one, Cindy's going on the record full name, accounting at Hallmark problem.
She's still there.
And then second of all, saying you wouldn't even begin to know is why he's there,
right?
That is why Tony is there. He wouldn't begin to know. Cindy is just repeating the thing that is why she's there.
Right.
But her going on the record at Hallmark is bold.
I think it's at one point move. She says money's going out left and right.
Yeah, it's going out left and right.
It is.
People are taking deals. That's what I heard.
It's going out left and right, man. I don't know what you want.
We did it.
All right, you guys ready to dive into Aloha Hawaii?
I wish you would. Aloha
Hawaii. Aloha Hawaii originally aired on June.
That's not the name of the
you had
movie.
Me at Aloha.
I just want to be very clear.
June the 6th, and I went a little something like this.
I got stuck. It got stuck in my throat. You had me at Aloha.
My notes, the title of my notes is Aloha Hawaii. I do want to be
Aloha
clear.
Hawaii. Yeah. Aloha Hawaii originally aired on June 6, 2021, and I want a little something like this. Paige works at a TV show, just sitting in a dark room editing stuff. The show that she's editing looks like a turd, but that host decides that he's going to back out and he won't be returning next season. So they ask her to host it because she has some experience on television, but they want her to team up with an online travel show host named Ben. They could not be more different. She likes to stick to the script. He just wants things to be more spontaneous. Will it work out? I don't know. They clash hard. It's kind of a train wreck early on. They don't even know who's supposed to talk first. It's a whole thing. But one day he decides, I'm going to try to mend things here. So he takes her for a ride in a Jeep, and all seems to be going well. She seems to be having a good time, but then they get a flat tire. They're going to be late to the shoot. Oh my goodness. So they're walking back, trying to get back to where they came from, and they begin to really open up to each other. And she shares about the fact that she stopped being on TV because one time she had to run away from goats and she became a viral sensation.
Who's the goat?
And people come up to her and just go bah! To her, and she doesn't like it. So now he's just totally gets her. The next day, they work way better together. They end up winning an 80s music trivia contest together, and they really start to enjoy working with each other. And she starts to be a little bit more spontaneous, and he starts to take notes. He tries to kiss her, though. Should have taken a note on that one. She's like, no, let's not do that. We're in the Hawaii bubble. What happens when we leave? So she tells her boss, after giving this a lot of thought, that she's really enjoying doing the show and she would like to come back for a second season. The issue is that she has always said this is a one-time thing because I want to pitch this other TV show, and so I'll do this so that hopefully they will listen to my pitch. But when they see her, they're like, oh, she's doing a really good job. And then Todd, the old host, gets some clips of the new show, and he's like, I want back in, but I want her. And so he shows up, tells the news to her, and she's like, I don't want to do this show with you. I want to do it with Ben. Ben finds out that Todd's back, and he gets real sad, tells her that he's going to leave right after the shoot. They do the last day of shooting. He leaves. He goes to the airport. He's going to go to Australia. And she decides, you know what? I don't want to do this show with anybody else but Ben. And I don't want to do life with anybody else but Ben. So she says, I quit the show. She goes to the airport. She buys a ticket to to Australia. She gets to the plane and is already departed. So she goes to be sad on the beach by herself. And suddenly, Ben shows up. And they decide that they're going to do a show together. And they end up going zip lining finally. And they kiss what only I can describe as little ones. And that, my friends, was Aloha Hawaii.
We did it. We did it.
We did do it, everybody. Congratulations. Congratulations to you guys as well.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate that. You did a great job as well. It was a wonderful job.
I'm really proud. Yep.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the four segments, starting with the hot take to share how we felt about it on Deck the Hallmark. Summer's here, boys. You might be going to Hawaii. You might be going on a plane ride. You might be doing all sorts of different stuff that maybe you haven't done in a little while, because last year we didn't do a lot of trips. And you might be wondering, what's one of the essentials, man? You know what I mean? Like, what's one of the essentials? And I would say an essential, whatever you're doing, whether it's work, play, whatever it is this summer, an essential is your Raycon headphones.
Yes.
They are essential.
The best.
Because here's the thing. I've had to go on a couple of plane rides over the last couple of months, and you know what's been amazing? Having Raycon lasting from the airport to where I land. It lasts a whole time. The sound is incredible. I can listen to the podcast, the music, whatever, and it sounds incredible, and they could not be more comfortable. Mm. I don't like many earbuds, but I love these ones because they fit so nicely in my ears. I have weird ears, but these ones work for me. And I would say they claim that they have a 24-hour battery life, and I can say 100% it lasts that long for sure. And you don't have to worry about it. It's amazing. The daily grind, these headbuds are for you. Raycon is offering the listeners of Deck the Hallmark 50% off all of their products by going to buyraycon.com/deck. That's buyraycon.com/deck. You're going to get 50% off your entire order. Buy pairs for everybody. Buyraycon.com/deck for 15% off.
That ad could be dissected for a college class. There's enough there. Whether it's
the way it started,
whether it's
higher and higher.
Dialect or rhetoric or just English or grammar.
Have you used these headphones?
They're great.
They're phenomenal.
Did you say headbuds?
Headbuds. Because I realized they're earbuds. Raycon.
And then and then you said 50% off. At one point you said 25.
It's 15. It's 15, everybody.
I was like, 50% off?
Dang.
No, I never said 50.
I thought you said 50.
15 and 50, that's a tricky one.
That's a tricky mistress. You were all over the place. You said plane rides instead of flights, which is also a little weird. You said from the airport to where I'm going instead of my destination. Like, there's...
I'm just trying to get to 1,000 words.
To where I'm going, which is financial peace.
I'm just trying to get my words in, man.
Which is to win the role is call up yonder.
Oh man.
I it was a lot and it was wonderful. Like it was a work of art.
Now thank people you. Are gonna go back and actually listen to this.
Guys, people are gonna when the podcast museum, they're finally opening it up soon.
Our wing?
Yeah, that ad break
is
You're just gonna play that ad break.
Yeah.
What the bleep's going on at Hallmark? All right, we're back with a second episode, and I got an exclusive with Jan Chan from the mailing room at the bottom of Crown Media. Jan Chan, you there?
Jan Chan's got you.
Jan Chan, you getting any skinny up in the Hallmarks?
Oh, you know I got you, boo.
What you got?
Well, I heard from Larry,
right,
who brings the mail before
right.
I sort the
right.
mail, that Bill Abbott left his pen.
No!
Yeah, I got you.
What the bleep's going on at Hallmark? We're talking about Aloha Hawaii today, everybody, and it's time for our first segment, which is the hot take, which is where we share exactly how we felt about this movie. I want to start with my good friend Panda Panda. You are hyping this movie up hard for seems like a year at this point. did it give you all of what you were hoping for? What'd you think about
that
it?
That and more, Bran. Yeah. I love travel shows. I love the travel
Because
schedule.
It gets you from the airport to where you're going.
When they take me on the plane rides, it's my favorite part.
Oh, we had to go on a plane ride.
Oh, boy.
Three?
So I like this movie a lot. I had a lot of fun with it. I think, it was just kind of easygoing. I will say I didn't really pick up a lot on the romance aspect of this movie. It was not real strong there, but nevertheless, like, man, it was just a lot of fun watching Paige and Ben do the show and kind of build their rapport. And man, you could tell that they've acted together before, obviously, in When Calls the Heart. And so I really loved it. I thought the scenery's beautiful. Had a lot of fun with this movie. Enjoyed it. This is what I like from Hallmark summer movies. So big summer feels. And more.
Do you have a Raycon like code to go with that hot take?
Yeah. 25% off.
He's an auctioneer, but going in the wrong direction. Give me 25, 15 or 10 or 5 and it's free. It's more. It's more. Surplus.
I'm the Kim Kardashian of reading Raycon. Well, I'll just say this. I did enjoy it. I agree with, I think, everything that Panda said. There's nothing really wrong about this movie. It does what you hope it does. The dialogue is a little speedy and it's good. Like, there's lots to like there. There was just still something about it. I don't know if it was them. I don't know if it was I don't know. It just, I kept wanting just like a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to feel a little bit more and I didn't quite feel as much as I was hoping. But I did, you know, I enjoyed them. I enjoyed their characters. I enjoyed the scenery. I enjoyed the dialogue, but there was something that was missing, whether it's the spark, whatever it is that would make it go from, it was solid, but it wasn't amazing.
To quote Kelly Clarkson, I need more heat from you, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to say. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. I needed a little bit more heat, and that would have brought it from a good movie, but I'm going to probably forget about it by the end of the year. I mean, I won't forget about it because it's Aloha Hawaii. Yeah. We've done that joke so much.
You don't forget.
But it's not going to, it's not top tier. It's not real movie territory. And so,
and that's a shame,
but I do feel like it could have been, because from a script standpoint, I thought the script was really good. There's lots of funny things. The dialogue is quick.
It's unique.
It's an interesting script. And so overall, I thought that was really good. And we did get to see a lot of Hawaii that was cool. They incorporated some of the culture from Hawaii into it with some of the different things that they did. And so all of that is good, but it still was missing some of that heat that I was looking for.
I would just say it's just standard bad. I think there are pros and cons to this movie, but I give Pearl in Paradise a really hard time because they go to Fiji and they don't show you a lot of Fiji. Having said that, Pearl in Paradise, probably the best travel movie I've seen on Hallmark, because it has a story that's not just we're in X. Like, all of Hallmark's movies tend to be very, if they're on location, it's, hey, we're in this location. And I think it didn't have enough heat, but what you guys are looking for is it's a very paint-by-numbers story. Like, they go out of the way to be like, Paige is in the box. And what's Kevin's name in the movie?
Ben
is out of the box. Look how out of the box Ben is. Look how in the box Paige is. What if Paige was less in the box? And they just do that over and over again. It has good and bad to it. The good, I would agree, is the script, which goes for some jokes. It does some quick-witted stuff. The guy that wrote this, his name is Ben Garman. He's written so many Hallmark movies. Christmas at the Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas in Evergreen, Letters to Santa. And it's clear, I'd love to talk to him, because it's clear he's been allowed to do things he hasn't been allowed to do before. Because if you look at his work for Hallmark, it's not this. It isn't what we get here.
There's quick cuts at the beginning. A lot. Yeah, it was fun.
Also, and then here's kind of a pro con. It's like on Wind Calls the Heart, and we're only in season 3, but on Wind Calls the Heart, Pascal Hutton's character Rosemary really bothers me. Like, I don't like the character at all. And I know it's for comedic effect. I know she's supposed to be that way for, you know, but I'm not a fan. Kevin Smith's character on Wind Calls the Heart, I really like. I think he's just cool, even keeled. You know, nothing's going to ruffle his feathers. And I always attributed that to the performances. Well, I was wrong, because in this movie, Pascal Hutton's never been better. Her character is great in this movie. Big fan of her in this movie.
Yep.
Her character is great. Kevin Smith's character doesn't do anything for me. And I think that's where, like, you get some good, like, brother-sister chemistry in this movie. Like, you get some, like, they clearly have chemistry. It's just not romantic chemistry.
Right. Yep.
And then they try to make it a movie that it's not at the end. Like, the only will they or won't they, or the only crisis in this movie is Paige with her career. It's nothing to do with a guy. Like, her loving the guy is a stretch. Like, it just is. And then Todd comes into the end and it's weird. It never lands. It feels very, very fake to me. So, like, overall, like, some good stuff, some bad stuff, but, like, you know, they use Hawaii and it's there. You know, it just standard bad for me.
Headshots? Leg shots? Nothing in between.
Yeah. That's the key.
Let's get to what I would like to call the All the Feels segment, where we talk about what in this movie gave us feels. Panda, we talked about the lack of heat, but was there enough going on to give you feels?
I think I've never wanted to go to Hawaii more in my life. Like, I've never been to Hawaii. Never.
Yeah, I haven't either. I don't think any of us have.
Yeah, I would love to go. And so I think it gave me those travel feels. I think, you know, we're coming out of quarantine and it just, the desire to just go out, it's just never stronger. And so maybe that just scratched an itch that I had a little bit. And also, honestly, I've watched so many of these Travel Channel destination TV shows. I felt that the entire time. Like, as I was watching it, I was like, oh, this is kind of like how they make those shows. I know it's not, but it was fun for me. I just had generally good feels. I don't think there was a specific moment where I was just like, oh, that was the moment for me. I think the whole movie gave me happy feels.
Happy feels?
I had happy feels.
I got feels with... when the, I don't know, producer and director, I guess is what we'll call them. Her boss and his guy.
The director is Luis.
Yes.
And the executive producer is, don't remember
her. Don't remember. But that one point, they are sitting there waiting for Ben and Paige to show up. And they're missing. They get the flat tire. And they're just sitting there. And they start to drink. And then it keeps going back to them. And they're getting a little bit more loopy. I liked both of those characters as, B characters. I really liked her, the lady. I thought she was very funny. Mm-hmm. And I liked Luis. And so seeing them get to interact and have this fun little thing, it gave me feels. It gave me hot. Like, I enjoyed that scene. I thought it was funny.
No real feels for me, per se. I just really, really like Pascal Hutton's character in this. And here are our views into Pascal Hutton. She was in Wind Calls the Heart, which we're watching every week, and I don't like her character. And then she was in the Hot Air Balloon movie.
She was?
She's the lead. Well, she's the lead in a hot air balloon movie, not the one with Cindy Busby, my one and only, we watched last summer.
There's another hot air balloon movie we've seen?
It's not where he runs a hot air balloon, but at the end of the movie, they get on a hot air balloon.
Is that also a filming a show thing?
I think it is. They're filming a dating show kind of thing. Yeah,
and she goes up in the hot air balloon.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I forgot about that.
And that movie is bad, bad, bad. And so I have never had, like, I'm sure Pascal Hutton's sweet and wonderful, but, like, I really thought she did a good job in this movie. Yeah. Like, I loved her character. I want to see this character with a better romantic interest. Not that Kevin Smith isn't a good actor. I just thought what he was doing and what she was doing were operating on two very different planes for this film. And I just, like, this was the first time that I watched her and I went,
the kiss was weird, yeah?
The kiss was super duper weird.
It was like, you're leaving Graham's house.
And they've kissed.
Give me a quick.
They've kissed before numerous times for other acting gigs. How is it this weird?
It was a weird kiss.
That was a way what for me?
It was a weird kiss.
You guys have had a lot of practice. That kiss was probably the worst kiss I've seen in a Hallmark movie. It was awful.
Yeah, it was, I guess we have to.
Yeah. Kiss.
I wonder if there was some. Something's going on.
Kevin looked like,
what the bleep's going on in Hallmark? I got some wind here as the dudes are hanging out in Hawaii. There might be some ruffled feathers. I got Janie who's out there on the scene. Janie. Hey, Janie. What the bleep's going on?
I heard that Pascal had that COVID.
Oh, what?
I'm going to cut this. This
that
show
really is what the bleep's going on. In
this
Hallmark
show there. Does seem very slanderous. I don't know if this.
It doesn't seem like we're really getting it today.
It doesn't seem like what the bleep's going on.
I feel
Hallmark.
Like I showed up for a different podcast today, guys. I'm sorry.
It doesn't seem like what the bleep's going on in Hallmark is on the up and up, and I hate that.
Yeah, I hate it
because we're producing it. Yeah, and that's ultimately on us. But Tony's a loose cannon.
Seemed like he was a good guy in the interview. Now he just seems like a complete loose.
What are you guys talking about,
Tony? You're here.
I got the good wind.
Good wind.
Good wind.
Okay, if you say so, buddy.
All right, Tony out.
Tony out.
It's great. We're gonna take a quick break, and we'll come back with the wait. What's in the what? The Hallmark here on Deck the Hallmark. Oh boy, Christmas in July is right around the corner. Summerfest is heating up, and there's nowhere I'd rather be than sitting in front of my tube watching Philo.
Oh man, are you kidding me?
Oh, it's the best.
All the channels for kids, for grown-ups, and everyone in between.
Get yourself some Philo if you know what I mean. It's the perfect companion all summer long. Get out of the heat. Stay in the doors.
Christmas in July movies are going to be coming fast and furious.
I'm so excited. Yeah. So, yes.
You're a big Love and Hip Hop guy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. You big can watch fan. It on the Philo.
Oh, really?
Really?
Don't act like you haven't saved every episode.
I have all 12 seasons.
Yes. You saved it.
You love it. Mm. And we're giving all of our listeners 25% off by going to philo.tv/DTH. That's philo.tv/DTH. P-H-I-L-O spells Philo.
Philo's for everyone.
No. No, we're not going to play another clip, Tony.
No, we're not going to play another clip. Absolutely not. It's getting out of hand.
But I got Abbott.
You got
Bill Abbott.
Bill Abbott.
I said what I said.
He said he got Abbott. He didn't get Abbott.
What the bleep's going on at Hallmark? Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 5. I finally got it. I got a guy named Abbott. Abbott, how you doing?
Hey.
What's going on at Hallmark?
Whoa.
You left, yeah?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Bob Abbott.
Bob Abbott?
Yeah.
Dadgummit. It's time for the wayward part.
Did Tony get Southern?
Yeah.
Like, he was full. What's the bleep going? And then he's like, "Dadgummit,
dadgummit."
What happened there?
It's hard to say.
Did he get Bob Abbott?
Bob Abbott.
That's not the same.
It's an easy mix up. B Abbott. It's easy.
Call my phone. It came up as B Abbott. What's times to do's?
What's
press record
to do's? You press record.
Yeah, I'm good.
Thanks, Tone.
Tony out. It's time for the Wait What part of the show. It's where we share the things that made us go Wait What while watching this movie. Pandy, got any?
Just a handful of them, guys. At the very beginning of the movie, when they're walking through the office, Paige and her boss, I don't know where boss's name is. At one point, there's a guy who's getting ready. He's trying to give the boss coffee. And then he's walking the watchtower. Yeah, anyway,
he does the fist pump.
He does the fist pump. But then if you stay with him at the very end, he goes for a high five with his buddy behind him, and they miss the high five.
Nailed it. It was, he was supposed to be a comedic, like,
right.
His whole thing was supposed to be funny, and it fell very flat for me, including the miss high five.
Yeah.
The whole way. I was just
I wasn't sure if that was comedic or if they were, like, trying not to make sound on set or what.
The exec producer is talking about the... how she doesn't care about anyone's feelings. And so it's like they're trying to make it like she's so completely just oblivious to the guy who's trying to hand her coffee. And he knows that he doesn't want to ruffle feathers. And so he's doing a bit. I thought it was a bit.
It was more, it's more the high five at the very end where he misses it.
Swing and a miss, pal. Just,
you did it, Chief. When Ben is holding an iPad, when Millie is talking to him, Millie's the name of the boss.
Millie.
When he's talking to her, and this is just a thing for iPhone, and it was clearly, it was an iPad, iPod, whatever. The date and time is on the sidebar.
It's weird. Like,
horizontal or vertical, which is, it doesn't do it. So if you look at the date and time on my phone, when you rotate it, it just changes. Clearly, they like transposed on. It's
of course,
just a little
they transposed the landscape onto the vertical.
Yeah, it was. It's just a weird bit. Who was taking the underwater scuba videos when they're diving down? Because they're on the beach. There's only one camera guy.
Yeah.
And when they're doing, I just want to know who's doing that.
There's a
it's Tammy.
There's a no. It's actually there's a mantis shrimp.
Oh,
he's just
his. You they can hold like 15 times their weight, and he's just holding a camera down there. I got you. Hey, a mantis shrimp.
Yeah, they're wild.
He does a great work.
He does. He does. No, it's good stuff.
He's gonna get an award. He's gonna get an award.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's up for one.
What award?
Tommy the mantis shrimp.
He's up for best
cinematography.
Best cinematography by a fish. he's up against clammy.
Is clammy clam in this case?
It's hard to say.
We've listed two things, neither of which are fish, and I want to be very clear about that. shrimp, not fish. Clam, not fish. But they're both up for best cinematography by a fish.
I'm telling you, the fish category, but the fish, they're doing nothing in their field. So no, you got to branch out.
You're right. Sammy Shark, he's PO'd. He didn't even get a nom.
And he shouldn't,
he
though.
He didn't even get a nom. Nom, nom, nom. It's a shark. I love puns. I don't even know.
This is all fun. We have a lot of fun
here. Gets me here.
What the bleep's going on? It's like the Homa. Panda's gone off the wagon.
So then Brand said plane ride. And we kept it in there.
Not even going to fix it.
Okay. The amount of time, I'll just say this. I am a little concerned about the TV show they're filming. The amount of time they stare at one another, like face to face, just talking and having a conversation, does not
make
for great
trouble. We don't see them post. We don't see what they do. They could cut it out. Throw something over.
I don't know, man. They do whole
dial. It's a Zoom sit.
They don't do a Zoom sit.
You're not behind the camera.
Yeah, but I know in travel, they're not doing that in travel.
But you can throw on some B-roll and cut out the things so there's no jump.
You're B-rolling the like Hawaii.
But that's not what they do in the travel shows. Yes, it is. They let them walk.
Dude, they are doing new things on Aloha Hawaii that you've never even seen before.
They're revolutionizing the game of travel TV.
You know what? I don't even, I hate that show. This is the worst movie.
Wow. Are you done?
Yeah.
I don't have many. I do have this one, though. They do win an 80s music contest, and for reasons unknown to me, the trophy just says number one pineapple. I don't know why. I don't know why the trophy for the music contest says number one pineapple, but it does.
Who else is competing in that trivia contest?
Everyone at the tables,
table,
but they're
is
not.
Out in front yelling the answers. Every other table is just back there watching. No one else is even competing.
That's because they have people who specialize in 70s and 90s.
They're,
and they were
they're
like,
just
oh,
like, man,
no.
Yeah. Ask me about Semisonic. I'm here for it. Ask Bengals questions. Who are you?
Vertical Horizon's
Bring
a banger.
It's not opening time.
Closing time. Closing
time. Yes. Number one pineapple. towards the end of the movie, he's got his telescope out. Tom shows, whoever it is, shows up. Paige is trying to tell him. Todd shows up. Paige is trying to tell him that he's not going to be on the show next year. And he leaves. Todd leaves. And she just looks up. And we see no less than a dozen shooting stars.
Dude, it's in 5 seconds.
It's amazing.
It's like boom, 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 if there's that many shooting stars,
you just take it in, man.
And help us out. Is that something you can go do somewhere?
Is that a norm for Hawaii? It's
can
just
you
like,
just go and see a dozen shooting stars every 5 seconds? Just like that?
That's God shooting the stars out of his fingers. He ain't just putting on the Ritz. And last but not least, I got questions about
a la fireworks,
the logistics behind
it's too good for the show.
The logistics behind the person who sold her the plane ticket. The person who sold her the plane ticket. She showed up.
You're a part of it. Don't act like you can be quiet and not be a part of it. You're here.
I know.
In your maroon shirt, just getting all embarrassed. Your head's turning the same color.
It's just the worst.
Sorry, go ahead.
Why are you embarrassed?
I don't know.
Don't be embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed. I'm here. Just here.
She shows up at the airport. She says, I want a ticket for the Australia flight.
Yeah.
We're not privy to the conversation, but I imagine it went something like, I don't think you'll make it. And
that's like $1,500.
It's like a lot of money. And there's only 5 minutes left before.
Yeah.
Like, how did that ticket get sold?
Yeah.
How did the ticket get, because the plane had been gone for 5 minutes by the time she got to the gate.
Well,
there's nobody at this airport. She sped through security. The plane was closed at that. Like,
you know that the flight's late when the woman with the ticket comes up and says, flight to Australia, and hands the thing to the person in front of the gate for the flight to Australia. You don't do that. If we're getting on a plane, we're not like, hey, flight to Charlotte. Yeah. Like, we just trust that we're going the place we're supposed to go. She did it because the plane had been gone a long time.
It's been gone.
Yeah. There's a lack of integrity back at
That's
Air
what I'm
Hawaiian,
saying. That's what, you don't sell that
you
ticket.
You don't sell that ticket.
You mean, say, hey, this one's gone. We got another one coming up. You don't sell that ticket.
You don't sell the ticket. Yeah.
I would try.
You would try to sell it?
I would try to sell it. Because you never know if there's a plane pause.
You do. You literally know at the airport.
Panda, that is the whole how
if
it all works.
If the airport doesn't know, then we're in
we're
trouble.
We're in big trouble.
You don't know. But, I mean, there could be a storm that pops
yes.
up over and a northeasterly that comes
and
up.
You're saying the airport doesn't know that.
I'm saying
you're saying the woman selling the tickets is just flying blind, going, maybe, go for it. It was supposed to leave half an hour ago, but... It's $500.
Who are we to know?
Yeah.
It's
your money. We'll take it.
I just think that you would try.
Did you say there's no way to know most of the time?
Most of the time.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the weatherman's spot on. I assume my understanding is they just have like Chris Justice up there.
Yeah.
And they're just looking at it and they're just like, oh, this... Maybe we should put a pause in the plane.
It might snow in 15 days.
Look at the 15-day forecast. Looking like is all the warnings.
Is that flurry? let's go live.
It always catches me with all caps on Facebook, and then it's like, rain coming. Chris, just calm down,
it's
man.
It's just another Tuesday.
It rains here all the time.
Gee.
I've got a few... I do want to, and this is a more serious wait, what, but I don't understand the fact that this woman has what by all accounts is a viral video, right?
Yes.
And they're talking about like her thing and her exec producer's thing is that we can't have you back on because of the video. In fact, at one point her exec producer says we can find a way to spin the goat video. If you have a viral video, even if it is one where you look like a doofus, that makes you better suited to host a show. That's how that works, correct?
Yes.
Like, it drives traffic to the show if the goat lady is hosting a show. It doesn't make you a pariah in the host community. It makes you more sought after.
I don't... How about the lady that fell on the grapes, remember? She was
I don't think that's necessarily true.
Did it ruin her career?
But she ruined a good... But my question is, why did it air?
But yeah, but she said it was a cell phone camera. It didn't air on TV. It only aired. And so if you're already a host, I'm not talking about just a random person. If you're already a host and someone catches you in a doofus moment, wouldn't it make sense that people are going to be like, hey, I want to see what happens next on this show?
Yes. I mean, if she's already a host, yes.
It's a bad premise. Like it's just a bad premise.
Didn't she also not want to?
She didn't want to because she was embarrassed. Yeah. Fine by that. But the executive producer going, hey, we can spin this goat thing positively. It's like, No, you've got all of the need, like everything you need to go and do it the way you want to do
it. How would you spin the goat to be good?
Be like, hey, it's the goat lady. Do the goat. Yeah, she'd maybe start off every, I'm Paige. I don't know.
That's good. That's a good spin.
Thank you. I do want to point out that at this resort in Hawaii, there are two drinks from the bar, red and blue. Those are your options. You can order red or blue because every scene just has a red drink and a blue drink. It doesn't matter what you order. Red drink, blue drink. Next of all, if you're going to talk about parasailing all movie long, you need to show the leads parasailing.
I like it.
I cannot believe they do a thing where they're like, you want to go parasailing? It sounds risky. I'll bet you if we win this contest, then we'll go parasailing. They win the contest. It is like Hallmark didn't have the tech to shoot a parasailing scene, but it maybe don't say that all movie long if you're not going to commit to parasailing at some point during the movie. It's very, very important because they go to great lengths. Hey, Todd shows up weird to a season of television that he's not on. But then he talks to Ben, and in the scene he's talking to Ben, the first time you go to him, his nose is running. It's not sweating. He has snot coming from his
Who
nose.
Who does?
Todd.
Oh, boy.
You can take it to the tape. It's disgusting. Look it up. It's really disgusting. Hate it for all involved that made it to the final.
No, but that's Todd. You know. Like,
also, I
know. You think that's just Todd?
Just Todd. Classic Todd. He's like, I'm going to do this nose running or not at all.
They call him Runny Todd.
Runny Todd.
Runny Todd.
That's unfortunate.
Kevin in real life is like 51 or 2. I don't know how old he's supposed to be in this movie, but he is an online adventure seeker travel host who has never been to Australia. Ever. He's been traveling the world wherever the wind takes him for decades and is just skipped out on an entire continent.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's possible.
It's tough, though. Australia's tough.
It's tough.
Australia's tough. There's not a lot to do there.
He spent way too long in Antarctica.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. He got stuck in Antarctica there for a while.
Once you get stuck there, you can't unstuck. You know?
You can't unstuck.
I mean, there's ice. You get
ice
frozen.
Is tricky.
The tundra is brutal.
No, we're not doing it. Oh my gosh, Frozen 2 is just awful. The music's great, though. Yeah. I love the music. The music's fantastic.
Aloha, Hawaii. We're there with Pigeon Todd.
I thought you said Pigeon Todd. I was like, we got another character named Pigeon Todd.
What the bleep's going on?
No, I found Pigeon Todd.
He's the pigeon that flew into the window at Crown Media. Pigeon?
What's weird is if you see the video of that, which we have all the videos, the pigeon is smoking a cigarette with a wing.
And
like
that.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Like
and that. He seemed like he wanted to.
He had
just
a neck bandage, and he's wearing a George Sink sticker.
Wow.
It's 99999 called George Sink, which is crazy.
Yeah.
My last one is the end of this movie where she has him blindfolded, and he goes, can I take my blindfold off yet? And she's like, no, not yet. We are finally ziplining in Bali. And she takes his blindfold off. Now, if the secret is that they're ziplining, I guess I can imagine him being blindfolded. But if the surprise is that they're in Bali, then the blindfold has been on a long time and drugs have been given. Because he can't, like, I just don't understand this. She's like, surprise, we're in Bali.
She's doing it for the show, though, right? Like, they're doing the online adventure show now together.
But who's buying? Like, why are they blindfolding him for that? To surprise him that they're in the place that he knows that they're in.
Maybe it wasn't surprising him. They're like, I'm assuming that this is the opening cut.
So they blindfolded
the show. They blindfold him the for
host.
The host. For him to slide down.
Is he supposed to be the viewer in this situation?
Well, no, the viewers are watching, but the viewers don't know where they are. And so they're like, where are they? And then so the surprise is that he's going down.
The surprise is for the viewers that they're in Bali. The surprise for him is that they're finally going ziplining.
Yes.
And that's
so it's a double surprise.
The reveal is very much.
The reveal, it's for both people. It's different. It serves different purposes. Blindfolds serve different purposes for different people.
Set it
if you know what I mean. What?
Man, it has really gotten something today.
We're feeling chummy.
Yeah, we are feeling chummy. Feeling good.
It's time for What the Hallmark Express Show. We wonder what could have been. Maybe having some clarity of the questions we still have. Panda.
At one point, at the very beginning of the movie, he's getting ready to jump off the rocks, our boy Ben, and he said, I have a request from Jesse Girl 1944.
Yes.
Now, I have questions about Jesse Girl 1944.
Yeah.
Because we have a lady who, I'm assuming 1944, typically when you do something like that, that's a, that's your birthday.
77 years old.
77 years old. And this is a lady who is really into an online.
That's right.
Like almost like a social media.
Unless thing. The girl is Jesse's girl. Like Jesse was her mom or dad, and that's his or her birthday.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Yeah. You see, but I just want to know more.
Then instead of 77, they're like 55. Cool. Which makes it better.
Cool. I just want to know, like, if that is indeed a 77-year-old lady, I want to know her. Like, yeah. She sounds awesome. Like, she's into adventure sports. She's into watching Ben do his thing. I want to know everything about this lady. She sounds awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You know she's a fun follow on social media.
Oh, sure. Blast.
Mine is what happens to Todd? Because
Todd
agreed to come back to the show if Paige came back. Paige has now quit. Is that show just cease to exist?
He said that they would double his wardrobe budget, and so he would probably stay.
He would probably stay for the double wardrobe.
My question was about the show.
Like, how does it change so much?
Sure, and does it work?
This seems like a very easy play for Ben and Paige.
Yeah.
Yes.
To let the show, you know, they will definitely.
Todd said he reworked his contract. So he got out in front of that. I think he reworked out his contract to be
for multi-years.
For multi-years to be the turn down. Like, he had to turn it down to go to anybody else.
Wow.
But that was my question, because the show that they were editing with him at the beginning was terrible. Real bad. I just don't know.
This show looked better.
My last one is the title card of this movie is unlike anyone I've seen.
Yeah.
It is very quick, very random in the placement.
Yeah.
Her producer walks in on her editing. She opens the door and they're having a conversation, and in between them, it's off centered and it's small. It's like at, I don't know, not even the corner. It's just like right here, like right where the K is on deck, the Hallmark behind you. And it just says, you had me at Aloha, and it's small and it's random. And it's there for like a second. And I just want to know why it's just a very interesting placement, a very interesting time. It looked, the font was nice. I don't know. It was very weird. It just caught me off guard. I rewound it and was like, oh, yeah, they snuck that in there for no reason. Just want to know about that choice.
Think it's an Easter egg?
I think it's an Easter egg.
Easter egg title card.
Yes. You know the ones.
You know the ones.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Hey. It's time for the Double Decker of the Week. It's part of the show we talk about somebody who signed up for Bramble Jam Plus, supports us, painted us the deep dive to kind of just exploit them. And who do we have today?
Do what?
Exploit them.
You exploit them. Kathleen Szabo.
I guess I know what they're signing up for, but some of the stuff we share. We're not
exploiting anyone here.
I want to be abundantly clear. We've had a lot of fun.
We've had a lot of fun here on Deck the Hallmark.
Not what I do. Kathleen runs Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
And this is not exploiting.
This sounds exploitative immediately.
I'm going all in on it.
Okay.
It's great. There's nothing but orange soda all around this massive island here.
And then Fantasy Island.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
And then you could go, and you could just go and hang out there, sip as much orange soda as you want. It's a lot of fun. It's an indoor island.
It's an indoor island.
Yeah, it's
just like at a, where is it located?
How does it work? Well,
her backyard.
Yeah, her backyard. Yep. And she built a dome. So it's still indoors?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And people can go?
There's water, or is it just
It's Fanta, all Fanta, Dan.
And it's C-S-E-E Island. So there's no water involved.
No.
You just
Do you get in the Fanta?
You can if you want.
Is How does that work Fanta from a... poured out, or is it just... I'm imagining
go ahead.
An island in the middle. Dirt, whatever she makes it. But consider like a sandbox.
Yeah.
Lawn chairs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you're surrounded by as much Fanta as you can see in cans and bottles and whatnot. And you can look at all of them and maybe grab one, crack it open.
No. She pours it out. 12 ounces at a time. That's the
so max it's Fanta SEA, Fanta C Island.
Well, no, it's SEE because you're looking at it as
well. But wouldn't
it
make more sense that it would be a C of Fanta, Fanta C Island?
They went, there was a lot of argument.
Yeah, I'm sure there was.
Fanta C is actually already trademarked, which is ridiculous on your part.
Well, we've all been to Fanta C. I didn't know it was trademarked.
Yeah, no, it's trademarked. And yeah, she just cracks it open. She pours it out. It's always clean. She can dump the Fanta once you're done with it.
What do you mean? How do you dump it?
She does a brand new Fanta C for every single person.
Yeah, you don't, Dan. This isn't, we're not trying to run a health disaster over here.
You know, at some point, all of the dispensers of Fanta are going to stack up and she's going to be like, the cans.
We did, everybody. We're going to be back at, we'll be back.
You got puns. You got 40-year-old TV puns. You got a la jokes. Exploitative fun. We brought it. COVID jokes. We brought it all today, baby.
We got the Undertaker on the line, who's a big fan of Crown Media and all that they do. Undertaker, how are you?
I just want Hallmark to be how it always was.
How was it?
Back in the old days, clean cut, white people.
Undertaker, is that you? That's really how you feel? I'll tell you one thing about your career. It can rest in peace. We'll see you tomorrow, boys and girls.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.